Today's shiur is being given on the occasion of a historic event that is taking place in the city of Cincinnati. For the past many decades, Cincinnati, Ohio, has had a rav of its vada'ir. Originally, this rav was the great, renowned Rav Eliezer Silver Zatzal. Rav Silver, who was a gaon of incredible proportions, who, as everyone knew, had a photographic memory. Rav Silver, who saved thousands and thousands of Jews for the Holocaust, was the chief rabbi of Cincinnati. His successor was Rav Zelig Sharpstein, of whom I have spoken upon the YUTorah.org website under my name, under personalities. Rav Zelig Sharpstein himself, a great Gaon B'Torah, a Baki in Hilchos Mikvaos, appointed by the Lubavitcher Rebbe to build mikvahs across the world, the Rav and Posek of our Vada here in Cincinnati, who passed away about a year ago. And the Vada'ir of Cincinnati recently decided not to continue with this position of Rav for various reasons. In fact, we were the last city in the United States to have a functioning Rav of this type. The other one, Rav Rifkin in St. Louis, the chief rabbi there, however, Rav Rifkin has been very ill for many years. With Rav Sharfstein's absence, there was a need for the establishment of a halachic authority for this community. And it was decided that the Beis Din of Cincinnati would be created. This Beis Din, this rabbinic court, is made up of myself, Rabbi Hanan Bach, and Rabbi David Spetner, the Rosh Kollel here, along with Rabbi Meir Minster, who is the Rav of Congregation Zichron Eliezer, or KI as it is commonly called, Knesset Israel. The three of us were appointed to now handle all areas with reference to kashrut, as well as issues of the mikveh, chevr kedisha, the eruv, choshen mishpat issues, with which we are working together with a particular organization known as the Beis Vad Leyuni Mishpat. We are obviously as well involved in conversions, under which we are following the RCA's regional conversion requirements. And our general attempt is to elevate this community in all ways. We have received letters of recognition from Rav Shmuel First and Rav Gedaliah Dov Schwartz, who both recognize our Beis Din as the halachic authority in Cincinnati. What I'd like to discuss relevant to this occasion is the importance of a Beis Din, of a court in Jewish tradition. If one would think for a moment about perhaps the clearest source in the Torah, where we know we have a mandate for judges to sit on a court, I know that many would probably say that this is Parshat Shoftim. In Parshat Shoftim, as the very name of the Parsha indicates, we have a commandment to appoint judges and officers. And Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha v'chol sha'arecha, the obligation to appoint these judges and officers in all gates and all cities, is brought down as a mitzvah saseh. For example, in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah taf sari aleph, he says, l'manot shoftim v'shotrim, there's a positive commandment to appoint judges and officers, shi'achrichu la'asot mitzvot ha-Torah, who will cause others, force them to observe the laws of the Torah and the commandments, v'yachziru hanotim miderech ha-emet eleha bal korcham, and that they also will be able to return those who have gone away from the true path back to the proper ways of Torah. V'yitzavu karaui lasot, and they command them as well in a way so they know what to do. And fulfilling the decrees, he goes on to say, of the judges until the Torah's laws are completely fulfilled and everyone is dedicated in the city to that task. Of course, our Beis Din is not on the level of other Batei Dinim, perhaps, of Gedolei Torah, but as it said in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Tet, toward the end of the Mishnah, Shekol Shlosha Shlosha Sha'amdu Beit Din Al Yisrael Arehu Kebeit Dino Shamosha. It says that any three individuals who come together in order to form a Beit Din, even individuals such as us who are not Gedolei Torah, but are, in terms of integrity, concerned with the Torah community in our city, even such a Beit Din, it says, is considered to be on the level of significance for its particular place as the Beit Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. Going backward from Shoftim, however, we note that there are other sources as well which indicate the importance of a Beit Din. Parshat Mishpatim, as the very name indicates, requires judges in order to adjudicate cases between individuals of a community. And in fact, we know that there is a prohibition for one to go to Erkaus, for one to go to non-Jewish courts, considered to be many Rishonim and Chilul Hashem, an absolute desecration of God's name, in choosing non-Jewish courts which function with man-made laws over the Beit Din system which has been established with laws through Chazal from the Ribono Shel Olam. This positive commandment to set up Bate Dinim, as we spoke about previously, because if you don't have Bate Dinim, how can you go to a court with someone else, with the litigant? This was decried, the fact that we do not have them today with all the frumkeit that we have in many cities, by Rav Henkin, the previous Gadol Hador. Rav Henkin said that this still is a positive commandment in every city, even a locale where there are no scholars, he said. Nonetheless, they have to designate the greatest that they have for this purpose of a Beit Din. And he said that it should be protested by the fact that so many places in America, with all its Yiddishkeit, do not have such a system in place of a Beit Din Kavua, an established Beit Din to deal with the issues of the city. Rav Bleich, in his writings in Contemporary Halachic Problems, also indicates that it is a sham that we have this mitzvah saseh in the Torah, and yet the fulfillment by communities of the appointing of a Beit Din has not regularly been done. Aside, however, from Parshat Shoftim and Parshat Mishpatim, we can even go further back in order to indicate the great significance of this institution in ways that persons probably are not thinking about so clearly, but certainly it shows the importance of the Beit Din. I would suggest, for example, that we go after Parshat Shoftim and Mishpatim to Parshat Yitro. We know in Parshat Yitro that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu was going to attempt to judge the Jewish people on his own, millions of people, because he was, of course, the greatest one there. And yet, Yitro, his father-in-law, gave him advice that this would be problematic, that this would not succeed, that a system of Bate Dinim had to be set up. One individual alone could not do it. And again, it would seem that the Beit Din system therefore goes back even before Shoftim, Mishpatim, all the way back to Parshat Yitro. But it even goes further back, I would suggest, from a place where perhaps we would not think it originates. We are told in Parshat Bo, the first mitzvah of the Torah, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'el Aaron b'Eretz Mitzrayim l'mor, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei HaShanah. The first mitzvah in the Torah given to the Jewish people, as we know from the comment of Rashi on the opening statement, Bereshit Bara Elokim Hashamayim v'Haaretz, We know that the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a whole was the establishment of a calendar for which their holidays and rituals could take place as they were about to be freed from Egyptian bondage. And while there is no indication in that verse per se of anything having to do with the Beit Din, yet we are told in Shemot Rabbah, Perek Tet Vav, the following. Lama Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe LaAaron, why did God give this command of establishing the calendar to Moshe and to Aaron? Usually he just speaks to Moshe. The Gemara says, Lefi, the Medrash says, Lefi Shekidu Shachodesh Bishlosha. Because this teaches us that the establishment of the new moon and the calendar requires three. Kishabikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeKadesh HaChodesh. So when God wanted to, for the first time, show Moshe Rabbeinu and himself engage, as it were, in sanctifying the new moon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe LaAaron, he said to Moshe and Aaron, Ani v'atem nekadesh l'chodesh. The two of you and me, that makes three of us, we will sanctify the new moon. V'yomer Hashem, as it says, Al Moshe v'al Aaron. That's why the two of them were told this with God. You have three, that makes up the idea of the Beit Din that was required for Kiddush HaChodesh. And in fact, while it goes back to the first mitzvah given in Parsha Debo, if you think about it, really the Beit Din idea even goes further back, because actually this was supposed to be the first mitzvah in the Torah. The only reason this was not the first mitzvah in the Torah, as Rashi explains on Bereishit, is because since God wanted to give the land of Israel to the Jewish people, in order to do that, he had to confirm the fact that he created the world and that it belonged to him and he could give it to whomever he wanted to give it to. And thereby, that's why, for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, and that the Jewish people would receive ownership of Eretz Yisrael and custody of Eretz Yisrael, that's why he had to start with Bereishit. But otherwise, really, the Torah could have started with HaChodesh HaZelachem, which means the idea of the Beit Din would have been already in the very first mitzvah, in the very first pasuk of the Torah, if it were not for the need to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, because in the logical sense, it would have made a great deal of sense to start the Torah in this way, and the Beit Din would have been there in its origins. But we can even take it farther back than this as well, because we know that we are told when God wanted to create the human being. So if one looks at the famous Rashis that are there in the text, which deal with the fact that it says, Nase et Adam, the famous Kasha, of course, it says, we will make man. Shockingly, we will make man. And there you will see that Rashi says that even though it would lead heretics to be able to say that it looks like there's a plurality of gods, nonetheless, that God chose to confer with Beit Dino, with his court, with his own court that already exists, Mistama, this is saying, from and prior to the creation itself, Ribono Shalom and his Malachim. And consequently, the idea, therefore, of the Beit Din goes actually back before the creation of the world. It was consulted in the creation of man, which is the whole purpose of the creation of the world, of course, we know. That's why Rosh Hashanah is celebrated on the day of the creation of man, because that was the purpose of the world. But that Beit Din, in a sense, already existed before it was consulted. God already had the presence of a Beit Din before the world was even created. We are told, Elkim Nitzav Vadat Kel, that God is present. His Shechina dwells in the place where there is a Beit Din. In fact, this has halach lemaisa implications. We know that the Gemara says that one is required to do Atifat HaRosh, to cover his head not just with a yarmulke, but more fully with a hat or some other garment, a talis and so on, as we do in davening and other areas of halacha. One must do this in the case where the Shechina is present. The Shechina is present when we daven, yikir ke'ilu omeid lifnei Shechina, and in other such situations, when one is mekabel Shabbos in Yom Tov, for example, it's ke'ilu he's mekabel the Shechina, when he's mekabel the Melech. Whenever you have Shechina, generally there is this requirement for greater awe and yirat shamayim, which is indicated by the Atifas HaRosh. And so too, the Gemara indicates that one must do Atifas HaRosh, must have his head covered when he sits in judgment as a Dayan, in order to be aware of the fact that the Shechina is there, and that he is acting in this very significant role. If he is acting with integrity, wherein the Gemara says he becomes a mishtatef, an actual partner with God in the creation through the giving of his rulings of that Beit Din. May it be God's will that now that we have understood the importance of the Beit Din, not only is it important in the human sense, but as we saw, it had cosmic significance in the establishment of the calendar of the Jewish people when God participated, and in God's own Beit Din in the consideration of the creation of man and of the creation of the world. May it be God's will to bless the Beit Din of Cincinnati with his presence, that we may be able to proceed with proper integrity in passing halacha for our community and dealing with the issues that come up, and thereby properly fulfill this mitzvah of the appointment of a Beit Din, which we have recently done in our community.